Good morning. You're all wound up today. Would you join me this morning in prayer? Father, we come before you and we give you praise. We thank you, Lord, for another beautiful day that you've given us, a day to worship you, a day that we can gather, Lord, as your children, as your people, and just praise you. So, Lord, we thank you this morning for this time together with family. We thank you, Lord, for your word and your love. We thank you, Lord, for the gift of salvation that is found in your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. We praise you, Lord, because you are worthy of all praise. And, Lord, we just ask again that you fill this place with your presence in Jesus' name. Amen. We'd remind you that their prayer cards are in front of you in the chairs. You can fill those out. And please pass them to the middle in here in a little bit, and the kids will be around to gather them up. Hey, you're back. Praise team.
Good morning. You want to stand with us? We'll celebrate together.
Wrestling in my doubts, in my failures, you won't walk out. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Oh, you are the peace in my troubled sea. In the silence, you won't let go. In the questions, your truth will hold. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Oh, you are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you. Oh, I will trust the promise. You will carry me safe to shore. Safe to shore. Safe to shore. Safe to shore. I won't fear what tomorrow brings. With each morning, I'll rise and love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Oh, you are the peace in my troubled sea. Yeah. My lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you. Oh, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise. You will carry me safe to shore, safe to shore, safe to shore, safe to shore. Far before us, you're the brightest, you will lead us through the storm. Far before us, you're the brightest, you will lead us through the storms. Far before us, you're the brightest, you will lead us through the storms. Far before us, you're the brightest, you will lead us through the storms. My lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you.
going. You can be seated. Good morning, church. I have a pop quiz. Is everybody ready? What is this? A newsletter. Where do you find the newsletter? Online. Out front. Or you can email. Hey, you guys got it. So this tells you everything that we've been doing the past 3 months. What the kids have been doing. Let's see what else is in here. I only know the kids because that's what I do. Day of Hope, the care team. If you want to know what's been happening, this is where you find it. If you have questions, you can write them down and give them to the pastor. Sorry. And then we can tar and feather him. All right. Man, where'd Brock go? I cannot see this. All right, let's do some announcements. I don't know. Nope, we're just going to go like this. Then I won't be able to see you guys, but hey. All right. So each Sunday morning, 8:45, there is the Crucified Life Study. Great fellowship. Uh-oh, he's giving me that.
Won't be here for the next 3 weeks.
Not for the next 3 weeks. So, summer break. But anyhow, it's a great study, good fellowship, wonderful discussion. So in 3 weeks, join us. And I say us, and I haven't been there in a while. The 10th is when it will resume. Okay. Also, after church, you get a snack and head back to the back room. We are doing I Don't Have Enough Faith to Be an Atheist. Great, great study, great discussion. Learning some ways to lead people to Jesus in spite of their doubts. In spite of what they think they know. Tuesday night, prayer night, 6 p.m. here at the church. Please come if you're able. If you're not able to be here, 6 p.m., join us wherever you are. Grab somebody's hand and say, hey, will you pray with us? Yeah. July 20th at 5 p.m. is the picnic at Thede's home. It's an evening one. They have a pool, trampoline, and lawn games, so bring suits for the kids and lawn chairs for yourself. 5 p.m. Yeah, that'd be fun. 5 p.m. All right. Our next Day of Hope Fresh Food Initiative is July 21st. That's a Monday, 2 p.m. here at the church. Pastor and Mindy and
Louise.
I was going to say Lorraine, but Lorraine's right there. And Roseanne are not able to be here that day. We need help. We need people to work the outside, and we need people at the prayer tables. So please, please come. We will put you to work. And like I always say, more hands make less work. So I don't like to work by myself. So I still can't read it.
Your glasses are on your head.
I know. That's where they need to be. All right. So picnic is on the 20th at the Thede's. Just a little heads up, on the 27th, that's a Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m., we're going to Bill and Sandy's home for her baptism. And Bill's, both? That's not what Lorraine told, or Roseanne told me. All right. So there are three different addresses where you can go to catch a boat because we're going to the sandbar. They ask that you would bring something to drink if you don't want water. They will provide subs, right, Roseanne? Chips and fruit and water, bottled water. So if you want something else to drink, please bring it. If you don't want to eat a sub, fruit, or chips, you can bring something else if you'd like. But it's right after, it's at 1 p.m., so it's kind of right after church. So you'll catch a boat, go out to the sandbar, we'll dunk and baptize Bill and Sandy and just have a wonderful time. So obviously if you want to be in the water, which who wouldn't, you can bring a swimsuit and towels and yeah. I have the addresses. You all have the addresses in your app. Thanks, Roseanne, for letting me, use that. Roseanne would like a count if you think you're going to go. Would you let them know? That way we can make sure we have enough of everything that we need to have.
So if you are thinking about going on July 27th to Bill and Sandy's baptism, please let Roseanne know. Let's see. I'm not going to do all the picnics because I'll confuse myself. But I will talk about our 35-year celebration. That's on August 17th. It's after our service here down at the pavilion by the car wash. Reeds are taking care of organizing the food. I've got tons of pictures coming in. Tracy has been individually going to people and asking for them, and that's working out very well. And potluck?
Yeah.
I think there will be a sign up at some point. So yes. All right. And now we have a video to watch.
Hi, my name is Tracy, and I came to Family Worship Center in November of 1997. On my first or second Sunday, some of you shared your testimonies about the course Experiencing God by Henry Blackaby. Based on your testimony of what God had done, I knew I wanted to take it. A few Sundays after arriving at Family Worship Center, I accepted Jesus as my personal Savior on December 7th, 1997. That Sunday, Pastor Dean had asked everyone to close their eyes and then raise your hand if you knew you needed Jesus. I raised my hand, and then he called me forward, and I accepted Jesus Christ at these altars. I took Experiencing God in the fall of 1998. It was one of the worst times of my personal life, but God was faithful. God in this church family showed himself faithful as you walked with me through the loss of my dad in 2001, a divorce in 2006, being a single mom to two boys, you prayed for me. I lost my sister in 2001, and you provided a meal for her funeral, and you prayed as we almost lost my mother late last year. Others of you have spent time with my boys and watching them play basketball and baseball. Some of you prayed for me and my boys. A few men came and poured a concrete driveway so that my boys could play basketball. You also prayed that I would find a good man to marry, and I did in 2016. I thank you for that. God has shown himself faithful through himself, this group of believers, and your prayers. Thanks to God for this body of believers for remaining steadfast and faithful. I love you all. Hi, my name is Tracy.
Hi, my name is Tracy.
Are you going to share what that's about, or do you want me to?
I
know, I can see that. All right, so we are looking for you to also share your story. If however you came to be here, whatever God has done through the body in this place, once you've been here, if you are interested in doing that, I believe Brock is going to have some time set up where he can video. Tracy, it looked like you did that at home.
I did my own at home. I texted it to Brock, and it worked.
So whatever you are wanting to do, we're 2 minutes, I think.
No more than two minutes.
He'll cut you off. Okay. And what is the plan for those videos, Tracy? Are we going
to show them during the Sunday morning service on the 17th?
Okay.
During the service.
Okay.
And maybe we'll put them on social media.
Wait, time out. Does that mean pastor's preaching and we're doing
yeah.
this?
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to be here all day. But that's true. He does want food. So pray about that. See if that's you. If you have a story that you or a testimony that you want to share about what God has done, how he has been faithful through Family Worship Center. And then, like I said, Brock can video it. You can do it at home and send it to him however you want to do it. All right, Brock. Did I forget anything?
Check in.
Yeah, but
that was,
you were what? Only here for half of it? Okay, I think I got it all. All right, if you would please text the word check to 517-522-4062. Check yourselves into the attendance group and your children into their classrooms. Parents, you should receive a security code. That allows you to get your children out of class. Please come get your children out of class. Don't leave them with me. I have lots of work we could do, though, so if they're good workers, you can leave them. Yeah, and then I need some helpers. Okay. Yep. Carter? Wrong. Jeez. All right, I'll let Blake do it. Yep, you can grab one too if you want. All right, if you would please pass your prayer cards to the center. My lovely little helpers will collect them.
Linda and Terry, it's good to see you. We miss you regularly. Did you want to fill out that prayer request a little bit? Do you want to give a little bit more information about your living situation? That's okay if you don't. Okay, so it's feeling very up in the air. Doesn't have to go that way, and we are going to lift you guys up for sure. Was there anything that didn't get on a card, any praises or words of testimony? Just ask that you would come to the microphone. All right, let's go to prayer. Father, I thank you so much for another beautiful Sunday together as a church family. Lord, I thank you for each and every one who is here. And we have all been recipients of your faithful hand, guiding and directing, supporting and providing. And we praise you for who you are. I want to lift up to you these needs. Lord God, we want to lift up Linda and Terry and their housing situation. Lord, you are able to change situations and circumstances in a moment, in an instant. So we cry out to you that this would have a resolution in their favor, Lord. Because we have your favor, we are under blessings and not under curse. We are under grace and not under law, and we have all the inheritances of Jesus. So I pray favor in that situation, that the land contract could be extended, or I don't understand, Lord. I'm just asking you to work out the details that they would not be evicted, and that there would be a much more easy and amenable to all resolution to this. And also, Lord, we just want to lean hard into you and trust you. It's so hard for us to, but we just want to declare we trust you, and those who trust in the Lord will not be disappointed. I lift up Sandy. She needs relief. She's in unbearable pain in her knees and back. Lord, I just pray your healing touch, great physician, on her body. I ask that you would help her to just cling to you, Lord, and just be the peace that passes understanding, and that she would just grab a hold of your promises, that by your stripes she was healed. Father, I lift up Mindy to you as she's traveling to camp this coming week. I ask for safe travels for them there and back, as you bless our comings and our goings, both now and forever. We pray for relief from the kidney stone that she is still dealing with. Father, thank you that she was able to get a stent for some temporary relief, but the waiting is hard, and especially when you just don't feel good, Lord. I just pray a calming of the inflammation. And I just come against that kidney stone, that it would be resolved and dissolved on its own, that she wouldn't have to wait for that surgery in August. And I thank you that she is here with us today. Father, I lift up Lisa and Moses, our missionary friends who are going to be returning to Togo in a few months. Father, thank you for their service to you. I thank you that Lisa is feeling a lot better to be able to go back to the mission field. I give you just huge hallelujah praise that you provided a home to rent that is clean and kept and not moldy, that they will be able to live with a little bit more comfort and safety. And I ask that you would provide those monthly supporters that they need to return to their calling. Lord, raise them up and help us to answer that call. I pray for Debbie. Her sister Audrey is in a lot of pain with her affliction of cancer. Her name is Audrey. Father, we lift up Audrey to you, maybe a stranger to many of us, but not to you. You have known her from the moment of her birth. You have watched over her all of her days. Lord, I ask that you would be just the greatest comfort to her right now, that she would, again, just lean hard into you and trust you and cling to the promises. Lord, I ask that you would touch her body and heal her. Lord, I pray for relationships as her family surrounds her. I ask that you would give them precious moments together. And I ask that you would give her the fullness of her days. Father, we lift up Bob, who is in need of employment. We thank you that you have just the right job for him. Father, I thank you that you want to supply all of our needs and you don't want us to be in want. And I lift up Lorene and her unspoken to you. Father, I thank you that you know all about it. You are intimately acquainted with the little things and the big things, and I ask that you meet her needs. And lastly, Lord, I lift up all the families in Texas who are just in the throes of tremendous grief and tragedy and destruction. Lord, we, as a church family, we lift all of those strangers up to you, and we hurt with them. We want to intercede and help carry their burden of grief and pain emotionally and physically. We just ask that you would continue to deliver relief workers, rescue, recovery. Lord, provide all of the needs that are so vast and overwhelming. We pray against the spirit of despair, that people would instead, that you would use this event to turn hearts towards you and not away from you. We thank you that you love and love and love again. We worship you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you would stand again, we'll do worship. I'm reminded of Job, who says, the Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
could sing these songs as I often do, but every song must end, and you never do. So I throw up my hands and praise you again and again, 'cause all
hallelujah.
Good morning. No, you're not getting two sermons. Steve's just not here. So I'm filling in. I could do two sermons. We could try. I want to read for you from Scripture, and then I want to talk to you a little bit. 2 Corinthians 9, chapter 9, verses 9 and 10. Pardon me, 7 and 8. Each one must do just as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And the second one is what I really want us to, we're really going to look at today. And God is able to make all grace overflow to you, so that, always having all sufficiency in everything, you may have an abundance for every good deed, for every good work. A long, long time ago, in a land far, far away, we were attending a church and decided, one of us decided we should give more than we were, that we should actually tithe and not just give out of our abundance or out of our overflow. But at the time, if I missed work, we were going to have to go to the bank and say, I can't make a payment. So we had this discussion back and forth. What I'm trying to say is, you will not know you can tithe until you tithe. Now, that sounds like the dumbest statement you have ever heard in your lives, but you will not know that you can do it until you actually do it, because God will supply everything you need. He's all sufficient. That's what I read, right? He continues to give. When we decided to do this, it was hard. And for the first couple months, we really struggled. And then, lo and behold, the plant said, hey, we forgot to give your group, us electricians, your bonus for this past year. So they gave us a $5 an hour raise. That's unheard of. To he gets all the glory. And we were able for the rest of that year to tithe off our net, and then come the first of the year, we tithed off the gross. So God has blessed us abundantly ever since, and it would be the last thing we ever do. I just wanted to share that with you, because sometimes we just don't know we can do something till we do it. And we just put our faith in God. So I could have my ushers come forward. Would you join me in prayer? Father, we give you thanks, praising you, Lord, for the many things that you do for us each and every day. And Lord, we give back to you what you have given to us. You ask for a small portion back. And so, Lord, we just give back this tithes and these offerings to you as an act of worship and trust and faith that you will continue to supply. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hear me okay? No. Can you hear me better?
Yes.
Okay. You guys? All right. Can you put that down so that I can put this on it so that I can see it? All right. Is that better? Okay. Clunk. Clunk, clunk, clunk. Hi. Can you guys read?
Yes. Yes. I can read.
Yeah. You all know how to read?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can read.
Yeah?
Thank you. Well, I printed these words out for you guys because we've done this song a few times, but I thought it might help you to see the words. How many people think they know the words already to the song? Because we've been practicing it. Okay. Well, if you're not sure if you know the words, then just you can read them off of that sheet, okay? This is called The Horse and Rider. Do you remember the story about the Horse and Rider song?
Yeah.
Who is it about? Remember, who's it about, Willow?
Moses.
Okay. And you know the Israelites?
Yeah. They were celebrating their victory.
They were celebrating a victory. Absolutely. Over who? Yeah. Where were they being held as slaves? The children of Israel. And where were they being held as slaves? Remember?
At Egypt.
In Egypt. Willow, get a gold star. And so they were celebrating their victory. What miracle did God do for them when they were fleeing the Egyptians? Braxton?
Split open the sea.
He split open the sea so that they could go through. And then they were being chased, weren't they? Who were they being chased by? Yeah?
Israelites.
No, the Israelites weren't being chased. They were being chased. Who did the chasing? The soldiers, the Egyptian soldiers, remember?
Okay. So in this song, it talks about the fact that the Egyptian soldiers who were riding horses,
they tried to go through the Red Sea also, didn't they? But what happened? Yeah, what happened?
It closed up on them.
It did. It did. And so this song is called The Horse and Rider. Sing it loud.
I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and rider thrown into the sea.
Splish, splash.
I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and rider thrown into the sea.
Splish, splash.
The Lord my God, my strength, my song, has now become my victory.
Clap, clap, clap.
The Lord my God, my strength, my song, has now become my victory.
Clap, clap, clap.
The Lord is God and...
Oh, you missed the clap. Let's do it again.
The Lord is God and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him.
All right. Now that you remember it a little better, you want to do it again?
Yeah.
All right. You guys want to sing it with us? Okay, here we go.
I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and rider thrown into the sea. I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and rider thrown into the sea. The Lord, my God, my strength, my song, has now become my victory.
Clap, clap, clap.
The Lord, my God, my strength, my song, has now become my victory.
Clap, clap, clap.
The Lord is God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. Lord is God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him.
All right. These guys are great, aren't they? All right. You guys can keep those words if you want, and sing that song with your family when you get home or in the car or something, okay?
All right.
He just said, say, Lord, I need you. We did not plan that. So say the words.
I find my
sin runs deep. Your grace is more. Where grace is found is where you are. Where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My
understanding of the Trinity and why we follow Christ and what we follow Christ in. Would you join me in prayer? Father, we are truly grateful for your love and mercy. We're thankful, Lord, that you are God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And that, Lord, you love us enough to make a way. That you love us enough to give us of your Spirit, who enables and empowers us, Lord, to live as we're called to live, as your people, holy and righteous. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Lord, we thank you for this time of fellowship we're about to partake in. We thank you, Lord, for the food and the hands that prepared it. We thank you, Lord, because you are God and you are our provision, and we just love you, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name. And all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen.